under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this terrific Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy, I wanted to talk to you out of the gate. When I was over attending the city council meeting last week, I was able to stop in and visit the downtown location, formerly known as the Iron Pig Smokehouse, now called Prohibition. And I was able, I believe the young lady I spoke with, is her name Morgan, I believe?
Yes.
And she went over the menu with me. She told me about the kind of the secret password that I had to whisper to her and to get access to the special menu. But that place completely reworked on the inside. Man, you guys really renovated the heck out of that space.
Pretty awesome work for about a 6 days worth of work remodeling that place. That's kind of the joke I make, is it was kind of a bar rescue situation. We closed the dining room side the 1st of February, did a bit of renovation. And then the original Iron Pig side, the bar side, we closed that on a Sunday, reopened it on a Friday with a new concept. So we'd been planning it for a little while, but it didn't take a whole lot. We had a vision. We knew we wanted to execute. And we brought in the right people to help make that happen. And we were able to do it pretty quick. So thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, very cool. I love the menu. Some of the names of the food and the small plates and the drinks. And man, it was really a cool experience. And again, what are the hours of operation for folks if they want to stop at the old location? What's the operation hours there?
Yeah, so right now we're closed Sundays and Mondays. Every other day, it's 4 p.m., so dinner only. 4 p.m. till roughly 10 to 11 o'clock. So 10 during the week, 11 o'clock on the weekends. And then happy hour 4 to 6 as well.
Okay, but closed on Sunday and Monday.
Right now, closed Sunday and Monday. And I got to tell you, Randy, this is the first time I'm talking about it on the radio, but we have actually sold that location. We've sold that business. So we're in the process of right now of turning that over to some friends that are going to continue that speakeasy prohibition concept into the future. So we're really excited to turn it over to them. They may decide to expand the hours, expand the menu. I'm not real sure, but as of right now, we're just Tuesday through Saturday.
Very cool. And has the official sale officially closed, where ownership has transferred hands?
We're getting very, very close. Unfortunately, we're running into a situation with our landlord, which is causing all kinds of problems. And unfortunately, this individual is one of the players that expedited our exit from Main Street and downtown Gaylord. You know, we've talked about it before, the issues that I've had with the city of Gaylord. The other big extenuating circumstance is the landlord at this location. We have for years kind of butted heads on some things, and it kind of just came to a head last year, along with some stuff, not last year, 2 years ago, along with the city. And it was like, you know what, let's go find ourselves a permanent home. And thanks to you and the help of putting you and putting myself and Tim Bass together to get the project done was a huge monumental help. So I always have to give gratitude to you for that, brother.
Very cool. I appreciate that. It was fun doing it, and I'm glad I was able to hook you and Tim up to pull that off. Ian, we're having some technical difficulties in the studio right now. I'm going to go ahead and run back in there and switch over to our commercial break. We're going to take a short break. More with Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. And finally, it feels like summer is finally getting here, Ian.
Finally, yes. I'm going to play golf this evening, and I'm super excited. This will be the second week in a row that it won't be raining or 40 degrees or anything like that. So I'm super excited. The golfers have been out like crazy. It's awesome.
Now, how are things happening there at the new location with regards to all of the events that you guys are doing lining up with the pavilion? Explain to the folks some of the things that you're doing and some of the things that you're offering, not only on the weekends, but even upcoming here in a few weeks on the farmers market.
Yeah, so you mentioned the farmers market. So June 18th, I believe, is the kickoff for the first Thursday farmers market. We're going to push that into the evening. So it's going to go roughly 4 to 7 p.m. every Thursday throughout the summer. So it'll be farmers, growers, a few vendors, like craft vendors will be there, but mostly food is what we're pushing for on that. This weekend, this Friday, we're starting up our free family movie night out in the pavilion with the Sandlot. 7 o'clock roughly is going to be the start time for that. We'll have the food truck open. The bouncy house will be put up. The bar will be out back. We'll have ice cream sandwiches, bomb pops, popcorn, all kinds of stuff. Absolutely free for the movie. And then Saturday night, this coming Saturday, we start our music out in the pavilion every Saturday for the better part of about 20 weeks as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And don't ask me who I have coming Saturday because I already forget right now.
Okay, good. Well, I know you're always constantly lining up talent, and you really like to focus on local bands, but specifically Michigan bands.
Yeah, we do, definitely. We've got so many good bands up here in northern Michigan. We do try to pull from the mid-Michigan area as well. But anytime we can get a very entertaining group of people, we're always happy to host it. We're trying to get dueling pianos in, banjo players, just stuff that you're not – you know, northern Michigan tends to be sort of a classic rock cover band sort of area. Mm-hmm. And we love bringing in any talent that is outside of that realm, and we've had pretty good success in doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I'm excited about is the fact that now that we're getting warmer weather, Friday night, Saturday night music, this is absolutely going to turn into kind of like more of an entertainment venue as opposed to just a restaurant.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I would actually say an experience is really what we're trying to create, an experiential event where you not only come and get something to eat, but you're experiencing, you know, it's like our harvest festival that we did in the fall. We tried to create so many different activities that it wasn't just to come and bob for apples or carve a pumpkin. You can play laser tag. You can play in the bouncy house. You can play in the gaming trailer. All kinds of different things that we're trying to do. So it is more of an experience where you come and you stay instead of just coming and having something to eat and you're maybe on property for 90 minutes, we're going to offer some more activities, especially for the families. We're such a family oriented place and Northern Michigan is such a family oriented community. This is what we want to try and do. So it's family friendly movie night, family friendly music. Everything is geared towards the family, of course.
Yes. And also looking beyond about a month from right now, so people can put it on their calendar, after the 4th of July, you've already lined up your golf outing for this summer.
Yeah, so 4th of July, it's actually going to be the 3rd of July, so we're teeing off Friday morning at about 9 o'clock at the Loon Golf Resort, and I'm about to go play the Loon next week. Our chef played the other day and said the course is looking amazing, so we're super excited to play that. Again, a very female-friendly golf course, so any ladies that are listening want to come play. This is a very competitive golf course for the ladies, so please go to ironpigsmoke.com to sign up. There's lots of information there. You can literally buy your foursome right there, tagged, you're in. Last year, we sold out the event, so if you're looking to play July 3rd, 9 a.m., get signed up today.
Excellent. Absolutely. And the thing of it is, that's right before the big Mark Farner concert on Saturday, July 4th, down at Liberty Mountain. And I need to talk to you about that, too. Have they reached out to you about potentially having your food truck down there at the Liberty Mountain?
They've asked. I'm not sure we're going to be able to get the food truck down there, but we would love to do anything that we can to support that event, of course.
Okay, very cool. Because I know Mark Farner loves the Iron Pig, and him and I have talked about it, and he's kind of quietly kind of snuck in and out of there. Had dinner, so it was really great. I think he said he had the brisket platter. I'm not really sure, but loves the new location, loves the pavilion. And he said, man, that's an ideal situation for basically everything you've been doing for years at the former location without having to deal with the city and that pavilion there in downtown.
Yeah, exactly. You know, our brisket festival we tried to pull off a few years ago, we got canceled on literally 10 days before the festival was to begin. And that again, was one of the big driving forces in moving us off of Main Street. So now we have our own covered pavilion that you can eat and drink in, no problem. There's bathrooms outside. I mean, it really is the dream venue for us for everything that we've been doing. So we're just super excited that we own this location for our future and all the future events. You know, we're coming into – this is obviously an election year, so we've got candidates that will be coming through all summer long as well. So we are very, very blessed. And again, I can't thank you enough for putting Tim and I together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I think is exciting too, and we don't always talk about this, so I want to shift gears a little bit on the menu, because you've actually expanded the menu compared to what you had downtown for years. Chef Ben and all your servers, everybody, you know, working together to come up with ideas. Explain to the folks who maybe have been to the Iron Pig downtown years ago, explain to them how you've expanded the menu.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest compliments we've received since opening. Is obviously the restaurant is gorgeous. I can't take much credit for that because it was previously built by a friend. The other thing is, of course, the bigger expanded menu. We have a bigger kitchen, bigger prep area, bigger walk-in coolers, freezers. Just everything is bigger at that location. So, of course, we were able to expand our menu, go full service. People that had visited downtown may remember you ordered at a counter, and it was sort of cafeteria style where we bring you the food and give you a number, all that stuff. Here it's traditional full service. You get a waiter, a waitress. But we've added desserts to the menu. We've added steaks, pasta, seafood, any and everything that you could possibly want out of a smokehouse and then some. We have on this menu. And what's really nice is breakfast 7 days a week till 11, 12 o'clock, buffet on the weekends. But our lunch and dinner menu, you can get virtually any time of day. So if you're coming in the middle of the afternoon and you see that sirloin steak on the menu and that sounded pretty darn good to you, you don't have to wait till 5 o'clock to get that. So
oh, cool.
I appreciate you bringing it up, because that is one of the biggest compliments we've had, is the expanded menu and the new items. Even moving away from the smokehouse style stuff to having things that the ladies might want that aren't smoked. One of our most famous dishes now is our Marry Me pasta. It's a garlic cream sauce, Parmesan garlic cream sauce, and it is fantastic. So it's just given us the opportunity to make that menu a little bit bigger to appeal to a wider audience.
Too cool. Man, that sounds great. And that is a sauce. Now, is that only on one or two entrees, or is that available on other items as well?
That's a great question. It is so popular that we actually put that Parmesan cream sauce in our steak bites. We have, it's actually in about three or four dishes. That Marry Me pasta goes a couple of different ways. I actually make it as a Swedish meatball, as well. So
sure.
it's delicious. My wife will bring home about a 6 ounce container of just the sauce itself.
Oh, wow. And use it on all kinds of stuff. You know,
just dipping. Just a dipping sauce.
Well, Vicky said that she thought it would be really good with vegetables. And I'm like,
oh, absolutely.
You know, I never even thought of that. You know, usually we're so bored with ranch dressing, you know, with carrots and celery and broccoli and cauliflower. It's like, yeah, let's get some of that. Are you guys going to be selling that in jars?
You know, we probably should, especially after this conversation. But the thing too is all of our sauces, everything is made from scratch. There isn't hardly a thing. The one thing I can think of that we don't fully make is our peach barbecue sauce, our spicy peach barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
We put our barbecue sauce in with a Sweet Baby Ray's peach barbecue sauce. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
The secret is out.
That secret is out. Yes. Well, you know, sometimes you use somebody else's product as your base, you know, to start with.
Yeah.
And then you always kind of throw your own little things into it. So that's not a problem at all. Hey, one thing I did want to ask you real quick. The website, again, also, does that have, I just got a text message, does that have the ability, if they want to check on the availability for the pavilion, they're looking at potentially either a wedding or a family reunion later this summer?
There is. So you just need to go to the catering tab. And in there is right at the top should be a link for pavilion events. Anything that says pavilion on it, just click on that link. There'll be a quick short form that goes right over to Chef Ben immediately. So he'll reach out and contact you based on the information that you provide.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. And then lastly, any legal updates that you need to share with the audience, things that you and your attorney, David Delaney, are up to?
Oh, my goodness. We need a whole other segment for that, brother. But
well, if you got time, here, I can hold you over.
Here, I'll tell you real quick. Here locally in Otsego County, we're going to be in court with our solar development next week, challenging the local zoning ordinances. We've also taken on new cases down in Kalamazoo. We're also looking at one in Montmorency County as well right now. Mm. And we have over 70 agreed plaintiffs that have joined into a class action that we're attempting to form against all 8 of the developments that have gone to the Michigan Public Service Commission. So we're planning 8 different lawsuits with local plaintiffs to challenge the MPSC. And what we recently just found out as well is that the APA is actually involved. So when one of these developers does the end around to the Michigan Public Service Commission, it gets assigned an APA judge. So an administrative law judge actually is going to be handling these procedures. And in Public Act 233, it says that these proceedings are governed by the APA. Now, real quick, I'm going to tell you why that's important. The APA is what gave the Iron Pig that lever to keep everything in local court. That's what kept us from having to go down to Lansing or go to the Court of Claims. The APA allowed me to make constitutional challenges in local court. So if the APA is governing these applications before they go to the 3-person panel, guess what we potentially have the opportunity to do? Sue these people via the APA in front of a local judge. Not going down to Lansing, not going to the Court of Claims, the government court. We now believe we have a lever to take these lawsuits, ask constitutional questions, which you can't do in administrative law. You have to get out of that branch in order to do so. The APA is going to give us that ability to go to the local judge. That's huge in this entire thing.
Wow, that's amazing. And again, this is a class action lawsuit that you're trying to put together?
Well, we're looking at the idea of forming a class with all of the 8 right now. There's 8 applications. 8 of the 9, I believe, are for solar developments at the MPSC. So sure. What we're trying to do is either a class with all 8 or individual class actions with the each individual developers from every county. Hopefully that makes sense.
That makes total sense. Fantastic. Well, keep fighting the good fight, brother. We appreciate you very much. And again, folks, Iron Pig.